Aaron's Jolly Days are here. This Friday through Sunday at Aaron's, just $12 gets you started leasing to own top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Yes, just $12 with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Make your holiday a jolly one. Get started with just $12 at participating Aaron's stores this Friday and Saturday or at Aaron's.com this Friday through Sunday. Just $12 gets you started during Aaron's Jolly Days. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply, so see store for details.
Napa know-how.
If 80s minivans taught us anything, it's that wood grain can make anything cooler. Like the wood grain Bluetooth speaker from Napa for only $15.99. That's a small price to pay for wireless connectivity, great sound, and a sleek finish. So come get the Bluetooth speaker from Napa with wood grain trim for only $15.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer in.
We're at halftime with the matchup between the Cabot Panthers and Mountain Home Bombers tonight. The Citizens Bank Classic here. Van Buren, Arkansas. Jimmy Haas broadcast tonight on Classic Hits 101.7. Well, the storyline for the first half, everything went right for Cabot. The Bombers finally got on track in the second quarter. But by that point, Cabot built up a huge lead. The Bombers didn't get their heads down. They stayed right in there battling with them, playing hard, staying after the basketball. At halftime, Cabot leads Mountain Home 34-9. Cabot Panthers started out with five seniors, a very, very deep and talented team, one of the best in the state. Mountain Home will see this year. They showed their outside shooting. They showed off this entire first half. Seven three-pointers from Cabot. And it wasn't just one single person. Cabot had a total of six people that hit threes in the first half. They're led in scoring by Landon Vaughn. He had seven. Jalen Brown had seven. 6 points tonight for Mario May out of Cabot. 6 points for Christian Weir. A three-pointer from Jared Vance. Three-pointer from Jack DeMuse off the bench. Noah Allgood, the 6'3 center, finished with 2 points in the first half. For Mountain Home, they have a little bit of trouble going into the second half because Waymire, with 3 seconds left in the first half, picked up his third foul. Waymire finishes with 1 point in the first half. He was 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Hunter Bashir's leading scorer for Mountain Home. Hunter had a three and then a nice-looking 15-foot jumper. He finished with 5 in the first half. Luke Cruz drove in, had a nice and one. Finished with 3 first half points. But the big story is Waymire picking up his third foul with 3 seconds left on the clock before halftime. Spoke with Coach Bolser before the game. Said they've got a couple of kids out that looking forward to having back. Right now they're getting some other players some playing time, getting them some experience. So that when they get Deechee back and also Luke Jackson, they'll be back close to full strength. Both those players are rehabbing knee problems. Of course, Garrett tore his ACL back in the summer. Jackson injured his knee last year. And the recovery is for the rehab going extremely well. Hopefully they'll have them back by the last week of December, maybe the first week in January, coming back from the Christmas break. So it's been tough. Yeah, I've seen teams that have struggled, got their heads down, but I give a little credit to the Mountain Home Bomber team. Even though they know they have two guys that are integral parts, not only on the team, but also good friends off the court, they get their heads down in the first half after those threes started raining in for Cabot. They kept playing hard, stayed aggressive, and kept after it. One of the things I like about this Bomber team is they play extremely clean, play aggressive, but They're not slapping and grabbing, doing a good job moving your feet, getting out on defense. Every time they've had a hand in the face of one of the shooters, didn't matter. The balls were going in tonight for Cavitoul. See if they don't cool down in the second half, the Bombers can get right back into this thing. We're at halftime, we're Panthers and Cabot, Leaf Mountain home, 34-9. Take another quick timeout. Both teams back out on the court. Fire warming up for the second half. Still got plenty of time to get up, get something cold to drink. Maybe some popcorn, kick back and relax. Second half of Mountain Home Bomber basketball is coming your way next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Do you have a sports enthusiast on your Christmas list? Who doesn't? Well, the Locker Room at Mountain Home will help you make this year a hit with items from Nike, Under Armour, and more. If you need school logos, they carry them all. How about a monogram gift? It's a perfect way to give something that's one of a kind. If you're not sure about what to get, then choose a gift card and let them choose. Knock it out of the park this year with the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, next to Pizza Hut.